The UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon says its headquarters and nearby positions were repeatedly hit during an exchange of fire between Israel and Hezbollah. Three of UNIFIL's positions were hit over a 24-hour period. In one case, an Israeli tank fired at a watchtower in the main base at Nakura. Two peacekeepers were lightly injured. A statement just issued by UNIFIL also says that Israeli soldiers deliberately fired at and disabled the monitoring cameras at another of their positions. A short time ago, a spokesperson for the Taoiseach said he had been briefed and that all Irish soldiers are safe and doing their duties. Middle East correspondent Jim Muir joins us now on the line from Beirut. Jim, this news is just emerging. It seems there have been a number of incidents. What can you tell us?
Well, it does seem that tension is rising between the Israeli forces and UNIFIL, the UN forces who are down there in the south. This morning, two incidents, one with an Israeli tank firing directly on an observation tower at the UNIFIL HQ, which is at Nakura, just on the coast there, hitting it directly and causing two of the peacekeepers to fall. Now, the injuries are not believed to be serious, though they're still in hospital. They're not people from the Irish contingent. They're actually from a different contingent, so it's not the Irish this time. Also today, The Israeli army fired, it doesn't say with what, whether it's small arms or tank fire or what, but they fired on another UN position in Ras Nakura, which is a little bit further inland, hitting the entrance to a bunker where peacekeepers were sheltering and damaging nearby villages and a communication system, according to the UNIFIL spokesman, and also that an Israeli drone was flying inside the UN position right up to the entrance of that bunker. So the Israelis knew very well what they were doing, but they had the previous day disabled that position's perimeter monitoring cameras. In other words, safety cameras had been deliberately disabled. Plus another UN position, which had been used for tripartite meetings between the Israeli army, the Lebanese army, and UNIFIL. These are very important meetings because it's the only direct contact or the only kind of channel between the Israeli forces and the Lebanese army, who are also in the area. So that position too has been hit. So according to the UNIFIL statement, they're obviously really very worried about this. They're saying they've reminded the Israelis that any deliberate attack on peacekeepers is a grave violation of international humanitarian law and of Security Council Resolution 1701. So they're holding the Israelis to account. It's really quite difficult to understand why the Israelis are being so aggressive against the UN forces. But of course, they are fighting Hezbollah in the area. There's been a lot of contact between the two around Nakura. So presumably that is gives some kind of logic to the Israeli attacks, although clearly on UN-marked positions. So there's really no mistake in that sense.
This follows on, of course, from the news that the Israeli Defense Forces had asked UNIFIL to move back from a number of positions, and UNIFIL had declined.
That's right, yes. They seem to think that they could just push UNIFIL out of the way, push it back 5 kilometers or whatever, getting them to abandon their positions. But for that would be for UNIFIL to actually give up its mission in the south, which is to monitor the line and report violations and so forth. UNIFIL is saying quite clearly that Israel's penetration across the border also marks a violation because they're intruding into Lebanese territory. So there really is a kind of standoff situation. As you know, an Irish position of UNIFIL was basically taken over by the Israelis, which had Hezbollah then saying that the UNIFIL was being used as a kind of human shield by the Israeli forces. So really, altogether, a lot of tension going on down there between Israel and the UN forces.
And what this does is underline again the precarious position that those UNIFIL soldiers are in at the moment.
Well, yes, I mean, they're there basically to monitor the peace and to make sure that just follow things. They're not there as a force trying to impose things on people. They can only impose a peace if that peace exists. So, they were basically, as that report on that position said, they were bunkered down. They were inside bunkers. They're monitoring as much as they can from inside bunkers, but they're not doing patrols and all the other things that they would normally do, precisely because the situation is so dangerous. But they're determined to hold the line, as it were, in the sense of keeping up their mission. They're not going to pull back and disappear because the Israelis would like them out of the way.
Looking at the broader position, I mean, we have more reports this morning from the Lebanese authorities saying that Israeli airstrikes have killed 5 health workers in the south of the country. And we know that quite a number of health workers have lost their lives over the past 2 weeks.
That's right. Yes, it's again a very worrying trend. The 5 rescue workers killed at the civil defense headquarters in a village called Dodraya, which is in the south. But that comes on top of a whole swathe of other such actions. The World Health Organization put out a statement some days ago saying that, I forget the exact figure, something like 83 medical professionals have been killed so far. It may well have gone up over 100 by now, because almost every day we get reports of rescue workers or medics being killed in one way or another. And the worrying thing is, of course, that sometimes, like this latest one, it does seem to be, I mean, the Israelis have incredible intelligence. They have drones all over the place. They have them buzzing over my head here in Beirut all the time. So they're getting real-time intelligence on movements. They know exactly who everybody is, what their phone numbers are and stuff like that. So there's no real reason why the civil defense workers, rescue workers, etc., should be being killed like that if it's not actually policy. I mean, I'm not saying it is, but the evidence seems to be that these are deliberately taking out medical workers. And that, of course, is a very grim possibility, and also one that would be breaching all kinds of international humanitarian law and all the rest of it.
Jim Muir in Beirut, thank you very much for taking our call this afternoon. And while we were talking there, we received a statement from the Defence Forces here. It says the Defence Forces can confirm that all Irish personnel are safe and accounted for. All necessary force protection measures are being observed. And it says the Defence Forces can also confirm that Irish positions have not been subjected to incoming fire. That statement, as I say, just issued by the Defence Forces.